This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Severe thunderstorms have forced hundreds of ground delays at Denver International Airport this afternoon. So far, there have been over 500 delays and 22 cancellations at DIA. That's according to FlightAware. Delays for inbound flights averaged nearly an hour due to the weather. The National Weather Service office in Boulder had issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Adams and Arapahoe counties, but it was canceled after the storms weakened a bit. Colorado's health department says it expects to have adequate supplies of vaccines this fall. That's despite changes in health priorities under the Trump administration. With more, here's CPR's John Daly.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy recently replaced members on a key vaccine advisory panel. Dr. Ned Colange, the state's chief medical officer, says state health leaders have been getting a lot of questions. He says the main message is that the most effective way to prevent infections of influenza, RSV, and COVID-19
is to be immunized. The shots are safe and effective.
He says the state health department is continuing to recommend the COVID-19 vaccine if you're pregnant. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The city of Denver has started informing 171 of its employees that they no longer have a job. That's fewer than some had initially feared. The layoffs are part of cost-cutting measures as Denver tries to close a $250 million budget hole. Between layoffs and freezing hundreds more open positions, the city is reducing its workforce by more than 7%. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.